Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. The last song. And I pray that after the music stops, that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. I worship you, yes. Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner, and Father, I worship you. I worship you, Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. You're my provider. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Father, I worship you. Oh, Jesus, I worship you. My provider, I worship you. Oh, Father, I worship you. El Shalom, God of peace. God of peace, and Father, I worship you. I worship you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am royalty listeners. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I just want to start off saying that this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. This for you and me, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am just so excited on today about today's broadcast. It's something a little different that God has dropped in my spirit for me to do. That's one thing about God, is that when he gives you something, he wants you to go ahead and have faith in the vision and the dreams and the goals that he gives you so you can move forward in it. And God has just been giving me different ideas to broadcast, do different broadcasts on Iron Royalty. And this one off today is a series. It's going to be like for the next few weeks, it's going to be a series. And today, this series is called All Is Well. The promise is not dead, only asleep. Hallelujah. This is volume two to the book that I wrote back in 2010. My published book, All Is Well, Even When You Think the Promise Is Dead. But now God wants me to do a live broadcast every week of different things, of different topics to motivate and encourage the men and women of God. So I'm telling you, if you're at home somewhere or at work and you have an ink and a piece of paper, you're going to want to take notes. Or if not, you can listen to the broadcast later on today, and you can begin to get this word that will motivate you and encourage you and inspire you through the week. I'm telling you, all is well. The promise is not dead, only asleep. Hallelujah. What are you saying, woman of God? Why are you saying that all is well, and you know I'm going through a test, trial, and tribulation in my life? Why are you saying all is well, and I'm going through different obstacles and different barriers? Because all is well. God is faithful to every promise he has made and loving toward everyone. All is well, even if you ain't got a dime in your pocket. All is well, even if your bill is not paid and it's due. All is well when your family members and friends turn their back on you. Yes, all is well when the doctor gives you a negative report. How do I know? Because the doctor gave me a negative report 9 years ago. And because of God being Jehovah Rapha, my healer, my deliverer, my strong tower, I'm made whole. Yes, all is well, even on your job and you lost your job. All is well, even when you don't even have the energy to get up. All is well when people backstab you, betray you, and broken heart, and things may happen because weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes this morning. All is well, even if your heart feel that it can't even move forward. All is well, even if you don't have the energy to move forward. All is well because you can move forward and don't be stopped, and the promise is not dead, it's only asleep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am excited on today about the word of God that's coming forth. The Bible says the word of God is living and active, sharper than a double-edged sword, able to cut between spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. And on today, the word is going to become living and active in your life like never before. On today, you're going to begin to see the power and the hand of God manifest in your life because all is well. The promise is not dead, but only asleep. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm excited about this word on today. I'm motivated about this word on today. I'm encouraged about this word on today. And I won't be prolonged the word any longer, but we're going to move forward into the topic. Hallelujah. The what made me get this whole topic of the book 3 years ago, or even the topic of the series on today. We're coming forth about the Shunammite woman and her faith in God. And I'll be coming out of 2 Kings 4, verse 8 through 37, the New Living Translation version. Hallelujah. And well, everyone, and a lot of you already know where I got this title from and where I'm coming from out of this book. You probably have read it numerous of times. You probably got different revelation numerous of times. But I'm here to let you know on today, you're going to say wow to this word. You're going to say, oh, Lord, I hear you. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. There's going to be so much faith that's going to activate in your life on today from this word. Well, we know about the Shunammite woman. She's a woman of noble character. She's a Proverbs 31, verse 10 to 31 woman. Yes, she is. She's a woman of faith, and she does it all. But what made her really stand out was her promise that God had made to her. Look like it was gone, but the first thing she said is, it shall be well, all is well. When you read it from this moment forth, and you read it like never before, you're going to begin to say, wow, Lord, I hear you. So situations in my life don't seem as bad as they look. And even if I don't have a dime in my pocket, God, it's not that bad. Lord, even if my living situation is different than what I'm used to, it don't look that bad. Even if I don't feel good in my body, God, it's really not that bad as I think it is. Because all is well. Because the promise is not dead and only asleep. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 4, verse 8, New Living Translation. And it says, one day Elisha went to the town of Shunem. And a wealthy woman lived there. Let's stop right there. She was a wealthy woman. Hallelujah. And she invited him to eat some food. From then on, wherever he passed that way, he would stop there to eat. Okay, let's just stop right there again for a minute. It had just read this, that the woman was wealthy. It did not say poor. It did not say she was struggling. Or it did not say that she was going through in poverty. But it said that she was a wealthy woman. I'm sorry, but everybody is about to get joy down in their soul as they hear this right now. Hallelujah. God is about to shoot some wealth to your life because the Bible says in Psalms 112, verse 3, wealth and riches shall be in my house and his righteousness endure forever. Hallelujah. It also said that this was a woman of faith. And it really done it for me because this woman is a great woman of faith and prestige. And she's a woman of honor. And she went to her husband and said, hold on, this man of God is study coming through here. So I'm going to need him to fix him a room with a bed and a lamp and a chair. So when he comes through this city and town, he can have somewhere to lay his head. I want you to know on today that God is about to set you up for the setup. He's about to set you up for a miracle that's about to take control of your whole house. He's about to set you up for something so dynamic, so awesome, so powerful in your life that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, even have the entered in the hearts of men, the things that God is about to manifest in your life. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care what it feels like. You got to stand on the word of God. You got to trust the word of God. And you got to have believe in the word of God. You got to know that God is able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think according to the power that's working in you. Hallelujah. I love when it says in the verse, we go down a little further in verse 16. The man of God says, because this time next year, you shall hold a son. And the woman of God said, oh, man of God, please don't stir up my spirit. Please don't give me false hope. But the Bible began to say that this time next year, she began to give birth to a son. Hallelujah. I'm here to let you know that the promises is not dead. It's only asleep. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs 11, verse 16, in the New Living Translation version, that beautiful women obtain wealth. I'm here to speak to you on today that wealth is your birthright. Wealth is your DNA. I'm here to let you know that all is well. Whenever the enemy comes in like a flood and God will raise a standard against him, you say all is well. The promise is not dead, but only asleep. Hey, God, hallelujah. And then it says, it goes down a little further. As we know, as that her son died, he had a heat stroke. He has a first aneurysm. But before we get to that, I want you to know that you, on this day, for you shall walk in righteousness, royalty, richness. You shall walk in revival, a replenish, and a regeneration. You shall walk in the reign of God, the power of God, the attributes of God, the dimension of God, the realm of God. I'm here to let you know that God ordained this day for everybody who's listening under the sound of my voice. God has ordained this day for you to walk in the promises, for you to walk in the overflow, for you to walk in the greatness, for you to walk in the harvest. The harvest time is here right now. Hallelujah. I just want to get a little bit further down. Oh, my God, I'm excited about this word. The Bible says that in verse 9 and 10, she told her husband, I am sure this man passed by as a holy man of God. So let him get a room and furnish him a bed and a table and a chair and a lamp. Then he will place and have a place to stay when he come here. I'm here to let you know that in this season and area of your life, God is going to give you a spiritual eye. You're going to be able to look and see and know that things are God. You're going to be able to look and see that ain't God, that's God. You're going to begin to know what's God and what's not God. And because God is going to open up your eyes and give you a spiritual 2020 vision, he's about to catapult you into the next realm. He's about to catapult you in your destiny. Who am I talking to on today? He's about to catapult you in the greatest realm that you ever been in your life. You're going to go to the third dimension of God in your prayer life. You're going to go to the third dimension of your life in your worship and your praise and your fasting and your studying and your giving and your laughter and your love and your life. God is about to take you to a place that only you and God are going to be connected as one, and you're going to meet with your destiny, kiss your purpose, and walk in your promises. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. If that's you, I want you just to touch yourself and say, my promises is activating right now. Hallelujah. I just want you to touch yourself and say, my promises is activating right now. Come on, touch yourself with a little bit extra faith and say, my promises is activating right now. Hallelujah. As we begin to go a little farther in this series with this woman of God and her faith, I love when verse 17, when Elijah said, next year, next year about this time, you will be holding a son in your arms. And she said, no, my Lord, she protested. Please do not lie to me like that, oh man of God. Be sure enough, the woman became pregnant, and that following year she held her son in her hand. I'm here to let you know, in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, it says, have faith in the Lord God, you will be upheld. But have faith in his promise, you shall be successful and prosperous. Don't you know that when the men and women of God come and tell you what the word of the Lord is saying of your life, if you have faith and grab that word, you shall be like the Shunammite woman. You shall become pregnant with the purpose and the promises, and it shall manifest in your life. Don't you know that things will begin to shift and change in your life? The atmosphere, the hemisphere, the stratosphere, the core, the galaxy, the realms, the horizons, and the universe begin to listen to the sound of your voice. Don't you know that even the cities are beginning to listen to you and obey you? Don't you know you can speak to a mountain and tell it to move and cast itself in the sea, and nothing shall be impossible for you? Hallelujah. I'm here to let you know that all is well. Why all is well? Because God has manifested in your life. All is well, even if you think the promise is there. All is well, even if you can't see it. All is well, even if you can't hear it. All is well, even if you can't touch it. All is well because the promise is not dead. It's only asleep. And on today, you're going to speak to every promise in your life, and you're going to tell it to arise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to the point of the part when she began to think the promise is dead. Hallelujah. The Bible begins to tell you that the woman of God's son began to die. And instead of her beginning to cry like most of us will do, or worry, or panic, or lose our whole faith in God, she began to lay the boy on the man of God's bed. And she began to tell her servant to go get the fastest horse you can get. And go to the man of God. And whatever you do, don't look back at me. Just keep moving forward. And he said, is everything okay? She said, all is well. That hit me right now. That you mean to tell me my promise is dead and it's lifeless and it's laying and it's bare and it's fried in my arms? And you mean to tell me that I've got to say all is well when on the inside of me I know that it's gone? And I'm, who am I talking to on today? And I know that my purpose is gone. I know that I'm struggling with this. I know the enemy is hitting from the left and the right. My children are acting up. My relationships are acting up. My finances are acting up. But I got to look at this thing and say all is well because I stand on the promises of God. Hey, God, what's going on? I have to say all is well to this lifeless thing that don't have no breath in it. Yes, you got to say all is well because you cannot see it with your natural eye, but you know that you know with your spiritual eye that if God promised it, he is going to manifest it. It's going to come back to life. It shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. It has to come up because his word will never turn in void, which fulfill the purpose it was set out to accomplish to do. And you know his promises are yes and amen. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of the man he shall repent. If he said it, he's going to make it good. And if he said it, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that gave a little shy. It shall come to pass. If all is well, it shall be well. It shall manifest. It shall come forth. It shall spring forth. It shall catapult. So shall it be. It is so. It shall manifest right now. It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I just want to talk to the parents for just a little bit. Okay, parents. I had to think this when God had me write this down today, and it's kind of like I had to think, and like, wow, this woman was a strong woman of faith. This woman was so strong and so awesome in God. Oh, my God, I told God, just help me get to that point that I trust and believe you and know that way. Parents, I don't want to talk to you. What would you do as parents if something that you gave birth to, whether it's spiritual or natural, and it's your baby, and it's laying there lifeless. The normal thing we would do, I know for me, as a parent, I would call 911 and begin to panic and worry and begin to just focus on the promise in my baby. But this woman of God did not panic nor worry. She said, all is well. She didn't get upset. She didn't say, God, you gave this unto me. She didn't begin to cry out and scream. She didn't even shed a tear. She didn't even begin to just pull her hair or begin to say, why me? Why happened to me? But the woman of God laid him on the man of God bed, and she said, all is well. She even told her servant, don't even look back for me. Just keep on moving forward, and don't you be stopped until you get to the man of God. And she knew that if I lay him on the man of God bed, because you said it over my life, I trust and have faith in God that this child shall come back to life. I didn't even ask you for this promise, but God, you told me this was going to happen. I was content with my life. I was content with me and my husband. I was content with things that were going on. But because you told me that I'm going to have this child and I have faith in you, God, I know you are God enough and you give him to me. You're God and God enough to bring him back. So all is well, and I'm going to stand on this promise because it's not dead, it's only asleep, and it's well, and it shall never fail, and it shall rise again. Hallelujah. Take all the walls, Taya. I'm here to let you know on today, I make a declaration over your life. That promise that the Lord told you a year ago, that promise he told you 2 years ago, that promise he told you 5 years ago, 10 and 20 years ago, shall manifest. It's not dead. It's only asleep. Remind God of the promise. Remind God. Stop praying about the problems, but speak the promise. Stop worrying, but pray. Stop getting down, but get up. Get up and arise and speak the word over your life, because the promise is manifesting. The promise is coming forth. Every Lazarus come forth in your life. Every dry bone, live. Prospect to your breath. Live in the name of Jesus. Hear the word of the Son, Lord, and live and arise and walk in your greatness. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk in your greatness. Walk in your wealthy place. Walk in the place that God has for your life. Hallelujah. Walk in the overflow. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My God. I love how this woman of God's faith was so strong that even when she began to even go to the man of God and the prophet Elisha began to see her from afar, and he told the servant Gehazi, that's a Shunammite woman. But something is wrong, but the Lord won't let me see it. The Lord won't reveal it to me. I don't know what's wrong with her, but I see her coming. And when the woman of God even began to go, I hope somebody getting this in the spirit. When the woman of God even began to go to the prophet Elisha, he said, is everything well with your husband? Is everything well with you? Is everything well with your son? She didn't say, oh, my son, oh, he's dead. He goes, she said, oh, he is well. And she said, didn't I tell you, man, the God don't make a promise? Didn't I tell you don't make a promise to me? Didn't I tell you don't tell me something and it's not going to come to pass? And the prophet Elisha began to give Gehazi a staff and say, go lay it on the boy right now. And the Gehazi began to go to the house and lay the staff on the baby, but the baby didn't wake up. But one thing I love about the woman of God and God revealed to me on today, the woman of God told the prophet Elisha, as surely as the Lord God is to live, I will not leave your side. Ha! She said, I will stay here with you. I will not leave your side. To me, that's a woman of determination. To me, that's a woman of motivation. To me, that's a woman of encouragement. Meaning, she's saying is, you're the one that told me I'm going to have this child. You're the one that gave me this promise. And since you're the one that gave me this promise, I'm going to stay right here with you. I'm going to join myself with God, because you're the closest thing that God ever had. Because I'm a Shulamite, and I'm facing with yours. But you didn't give me faith when you gave me my promise. And I'm going to stand right here with you. And until you go back to the house and bring my son back to life, I'm going to stay. ain't want to hear what you want, and I will not leave until you let it, until you bless me, until you let it come forth, until you let it arise, until you let it get up and live again. I am here to let you know, hey, God, that your promise is coming forth. Your promise is arising. It's not dead. It's asleep. All is well. When they see me coming in your house, all is well. You ain't got no money in your pocket, all is well. You're hurting in your body, all is well. Your car acting up, all is well. The haters hating on you, all is well. The church people talking about you, all is well. The relationship ain't working right, all is well. You ain't saying what you want to say, all is well. They messing with you on the job, all is well. It don't even really matter. All is well. When the doctor gives you another report, all is well. Hey, Kimberlos, all is well in your life. The promises is not dead. It's only a sleep. Hey, Kimberlos, it's only a sleep. And I speak to it right now to arise and live in the name of Jesus. Live. Live life abundantly. Live life in greatness. Live life in restoration. Live life in replenishing. Live. Hey, Kimberlos, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, my God. One thing I love about this woman of God's faith is that she trusted in God. I told God, from this day forth, forgive me in the past. Whenever something came my way, I began to even think about complaining. When this woman of God's son was dead on the bed, and she didn't even say nothing about all this well, and she didn't even complain, and she trusted in God that God was going to manifest and bring this child back to life. I told God all is well in every area of my life. All is well. Hallelujah. All is well. Hallelujah. All is well for you. It's well for you in every area of your life. It's well for you. I'm telling you, don't matter what it looks like or what it sounds like, you are a king and queen and a priest with riches. Sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness. You shall be found in your seated position in God and walking in your destiny. You moving forward and you won't be stopped. There's something in your present and your future, and it looks much better than it looks right now. You are king's kid, you are king's wealth. You are chosen for the oil, a masterpiece of God, walking in the elements of God, walking in the dominion of God, walking in the authority of God. You have the power in your tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that eat the fruit therein. What fruit you going to eat on today? Are you going to eat the fruit of life and blessings and speak it out of your mouth? Are you going to eat the fruit of death and speak things and not into existence? The devil is a liar. You going to speak life out of your mouth. You going to speak blessings out of your mouth. You going to speak to this promise and command it to live and decree it and it's established and watch it manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. My God, my God. The battle is not over. The battle is not over. You are heavyweight champion, and all you do is win. Failure is not an option. Defeat is past tense, and all you do is win. Just man falls seven times. Each time he falls, he shall rise again. That's the heart of a champion. That Shunammite woman was the heart of a champion. She did not give up. She did not throw in the towel. She didn't say it was over. She knew that her child was going to live. She knew the promise was going to manifest. And that's what God is saying to you today. Get up. Arise. Take up your mat and rise up and walk. Walk in excellence. Walk in success. You have power. You have life. You have dominion. You have authority. You have righteousness. You have holiness. You have riches. You have rubies. You have sapphires. The earth is yours. Speak to it. And it will yield at your feet. Everything you walk on is blessed. Everything you touch is blessed and prosperous in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. My God, my God, all is well. I speak blessings over your life. It's well. Overflow of your life. It's well. Riches over your life. It's well. Healing of your life. It's well. Made whole of your life. It's well. Completion of your life. It's well. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. There's too much spoken prophecy over your life. There's too much purpose over your life. Too much worry over your life. There's too many things that God has promised you over your life. Go ahead and remember that promise. That business that's inside of you, it's well. Yes, I'm talking to you entrepreneurs. Yeah, you on the line today. well. That book is well. That song is well. The house you want to get is well. The vehicle you want is well. The marriage you want is well. Your children say it's well. Your family say it's well. The promotion is well. Yes, you get to live. It's your come forth. It's your spring up. The harvest is here and it's well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 12, verse 16, it says, now stand still and see the great thing that the Lord is about to do before your very eyes. Isn't it not we harvest now? It's we harvest right now. And we harvest means it's an overflow. It's an overflow week, and it's harvesting right now. I'm here to let you know, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your visions. Don't give up on your goals. But speak to it and watch it come forth. Don't you know the Lord give you the ability in Deuteronomy 8:18 to produce and obtain wealth? You think he will give you an idea for it not to manifest? I speak to every resource in your life to come forth. I speak to every opportunity to come forth. I speak to every business plan to manifest. I speak to every bank to give you a loan. Don't you give up, but stand up and arise, and it shall come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shall come forth. It shall manifest. I'm here to let you know today. It is alive. It shall come forth. Never again will you lack. Never again will you go without. I'm here to let you know. God let me know that some things we think is so serious is really not so serious. He said, things we think that it's such a big deal is not a really a big deal. But if you just sit back and decrease out your flesh and let increase the Holy Spirit in and let it manifest and let it come forth, you'll see that as well. Hallelujah. I'm here to speak to some of the Shunammite women on the phone right now. And yeah, you men of God, so Shunammite men on the phone, you activate your faith that all is well. All is well. The promise is not dead. It's only asleep. The promise shall manifest. It shall come in your life. I don't care if you ain't got a dime. I don't care if you ain't living where you want to live. I don't care if you ain't driving the car on the car. I don't care if you got a negative report. I don't care what anybody say. It's well. Hallelujah. Hey, come on, Shia. It's well. It's well. Hallelujah. You got to work the power of the anointing. Work the power of the man. The power within you. I speak to your belly right now. So out of it shall flow rivers of living water. Out of it shall flow overflow. Out of it shall flow manifestation. Out of it shall flow the dominion. Out of it shall flow success. In the name of Jesus. Hey, come on, Shia. Hey, God. It's well in your life. It's well. That baby should come forth and live. Hallelujah. It shall live. Hallelujah. You shall live. Hallelujah. I'm here to let you know that God is going to manifest you into a place like never before. You've got to get like the Shunammite woman. You got to say, Lord, I'm going to sit right here, and I'm not going to leave this altar until you do this for me. Lord, I'm not going to stop praying until you manifest it for me. Lord, I'm going to turn my prayer over, and I ain't going to leave until you do it for me. Lord, I'm going to read your word, and I ain't going to stop until you do it for me. Lord, I'm going to keep on sowing until you manifest it. Lord, I'm going to keep on loving until you manifest it. Lord, I'm going to keep on worshiping until you manifest it. Lord, I'm going to keep on praising until you manifest it. Because the promise is not there. It's only asleep. All is well in your life. It's well, hallelujah. I want you to touch yourself right now on your belly and say, come forth, it's well. Come forth, it's well. Come forth, it's well, hallelujah. It's hell of a boss, it's well for you. It's well for your children. I'm telling you, when the kids get finishing up, say all is well. When the kids talk about you, it's all is well. When the people talk about you, all is well. When you can't show like everybody else in the church, all is well. If you say well like everybody, dress like everybody else, it's well. It's well for you. Yes, it's well. That business shall come forth. It's well. You shall sing the song of the Lord. It's well. That ministry is coming forth. It's well. You shall walk in your apostolic anointing and your prophetic flow. It's well. Never again will you stand on the gifts of God, but you shall rise up and do what the Lord has chosen you to do. It's well. Hallelujah. Take him alone, Shia. It's well. It's well. as well. The blood of Jesus on your doorpost. You protected it as well. Every item, every person thing, making crazy grievous, hiding spots, as well. Hallelujah. It's well. It's well for you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, it's well. It's well when you can't see it. It's well if you don't know it. It's well, it's well, it's well for you. It's well for you. It's well for you. Hallelujah. Just imagine what the Shulamite woman went through when her son died in her arms. The Bible says that the boy died in her arms, and she laid him on the man of God's bed. Imagine your promise, your baby, your ministry, the thing that you love the most, die in your arms. Think about what your faith be like, the Shunammite woman, and you'll say, all is well. And sure, the Lord God is the least, Lord, I won't leave your side until you manifest it. Would you wrestle with God all night long like Jacob until the Lord has to change your name? And your name won't be Jacob, but it be Israel, with me, many fruits, the father of many nations. Would you hold on to the Lord and say, Lord, if you don't go, I won't go. And you have to show me your glory and show me your face like Moses. Would you say, Lord, I don't want to go and get no type of city because you already fought the Red Sea for Moses, but you got to do something different for me. Be like Joshua. Would you be like Joshua when Joshua did the war and he was battling and the sun was so hot he couldn't even fight? So he said, sun, be still over Gibeon. Moon, be still over Gibeon. Would you be like Esther and say, I don't care what nobody say. I have to go before the king. And if I live, I live. And if I perish, I perish. But I cannot let my people die. I have to go before him. And he has to hold out his golden scepter to me. Would you be like Hannah and you lay on your face and you're going to pray from your uttermost of your soul that your word can't even come out your mouth, but it got to come out from your soul, and you pray until the Lord bless you with a son? Would you be like Leah that over and over and over again you keep getting pregnant and keep doing the same old thing, but this time you got to name your child Judah, what needs praise? Would you be like, hey, come on, Shia? Would you be like Elijah that you say, if I be not a man of God, let fire fall down on you and consume you and your 50 men? Would you be like, come on, Shia? Would you be like Peter and say, the Spirit of the Lord is so upon me with power and authority? And in the book of Joel, there's a man shall have vision, dreams, and the women shall prophesy their life, and the Spirit of the Lord fall into place, and 3,000 people get saved. Would you be like the peoples of God in the Bible? I can go on and on and on. Would you be like David when he told Goliath, the battle is not mine, it's the Lord, but this day the Lord should give me to your hands? Would you be like David and encourage yourself in the Lord when you ain't got no friends, no family, nobody yet to talk to, but you can just encourage yourself and say, I shall get up and I shall arise and I shall walk in success? Hush, come on, Shia. Would you be like that? That's something to think about. That's something to ask yourself. Well, today I'm here to motivate you. You shall be like that. From this day forth, never again will you doubt God. Ha! Never again will you doubt God. Never again will you ever think about anything of the old. When the Bible says in Proverbs 27:1, yesterday, they had it on worry trouble. To today is the only day you got to worry about. Tomorrow, it's not even existing. Don't even worry about it. Just move forward. Never again when you lack. Never again when you doubt. Never again when you struggle. You'll be like that Shunammite woman, and all is well. Huh. The promise is not dead, but only asleep. Hallelujah. Put your hands together if you can and praise God right now. I just want you just right now just to worship God right now. I want you to know that the heritage is yours. Abraham's blessing is yours. Isaac and Jacob's blessing is yours. You are a dreamer like Joseph, and it shall manifest. You shall win the battle like Gideon. I want you right now to bless God for him doing great things in your life from this day forward. I want you to bless God right now for the manifestation that's about to take place. You are going to possess the land. The land flowing with milk and honey. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You about to possess the land of overflow. You have the ability to walk in a great journey. You should jump out of your ambush and go take possession of the land the Lord God has given you. A land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. It's inside of you. It's inside of you to go take possession of the land. Hallelujah. Hey, God, his favor is life. From this day forth, power three shall manifest your life. The Lord can give you favor with God, man, and people. Hallelujah. Hey, God, you shall have the favor of Nephtali. You shall walk in the favor and the lap of Asher. Hallelujah. You shall laugh even when the devil come your way and let things go. You shall walk in forgiveness. You shall walk in overflow. You shall walk in righteousness. You shall walk in riches. You shall walk in everything that God has for you. He said, you shall find, knock and the door shall be open unto you, and walk in greater things. You shall speak to the hemisphere and watch it obey. You shall speak to the atmosphere and watch it obey. Speak to the stratosphere and watch it obey. And people shall call you blessed because they will see the godly light upon your face. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to hold your hands up and say, Lord, all is well, and I shall obtain the promises. And it is not dead, but it's asleep in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Oh, God, the promises shall manifest. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I feel that in my spirit. The promises shall manifest. Hallelujah. It shall come forth. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm telling you, decree a thing and it's established. Prophesy it shall be manifested unto you. And watch God raise up that promise. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. There's a king in you. There's a king in you. Giants to defeat. Victory belongs to you and it's your destiny. Walk in it. Walk in it. You are chosen to walk in greatness. You're different from everybody because God made you that way. Hallelujah. Walk in it. Hallelujah. Walk in your promises. Hey, God. I'm going to open up the phone lines, oh God, for a little bit because we have 4 minutes left. But I just want you just to say what the word of God has done for your life on today. Hallelujah. Calling you live on the air, area code 803-5110. You're live on the air.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Tashana, this is Pastor Antoinette from Columbia, South Carolina. Enjoy that awesome, awesome, awesome word. Oh, the promise is not dead. It is just asleep. Amen. And we just thank God today for that awesome word because it's giving me hope that I can give to the rest of the people. Amen. So thank you for that word. Glory to God. May God bless you richly, Queen with riches. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. This is Pastor Anthony and Marshall. I love you, too. This is Pastor Anthony and Marshall. This is the awesome woman of God I met about a few years ago on my first radio show on here on Blog Talk. We've been connected kingdomly ever since, and last week she has invited me to speak on her prayer conference. And I'm telling you, God really showed out. It's called Use What You Got, and that's a whole other topic. But we got to use what we got, men and women of God. We have to really walk in the Shunammite woman's faith. Pastor Antoinette, I want you to tell the people of God how from this word, how it motivated you to get what you get your promises. Hallelujah.
Ooh, well, this word is catapulting me to the next level, amen, because I know that God is promised me some things, amen. I'm ready to obtain those promises, amen. I'm not going to sit back and watch them die, but I'm going to reach for those promises because God has given me some things. And you know, the word says that when God promises something, it will come to pass, amen. But we can't just get it sitting down, hallelujah, glory to God. We got to do something, glory to God. We got to do something to obtain the promise, amen. And if we sit back and wait and think it's just going to drop in our lap, we are so deceived. Hallelujah. We must stand up, like you said in your word. You said we got to stand up and then we got to obtain it. How do we obtain it? We got to go for it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you've given me the courage, glory to God, that I have something that God has promised me. And I've been seeing it all week in a vision. Hallelujah. So now I got to go out there and do, glory to God, what I need to do to obtain it. Amen. Because I know it's coming to pass because God said so. So, woman of God, thank you for the encouragement. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because before the end of this week, hallelujah, that promise will be obtained. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 That's what I'm talking about. That is the faith that God is doing. I'm telling you, God is really just doing awesome things. And sometimes God puts you in a place that you don't want to be or a comfortable place like in Him. You know, like not naturally or physically, but in a spiritual realm, that he began to show you that I'm going to crack you, shake you, round and roll you, mold you. I'm going to potter you to clay and put you in a position that you'll be more grateful and thankful for God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, I just thank God just for the promises. Today we only have one more minute, so I'm not going to even be able to open up the phone lines to everyone, but you can inbox me, you can text me, you can call me. And I just want to thank you. Next week will be part two.